Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. I am Dr. Ruth. Thank you for joining me today. We continue here with our Bible study, which is a verse-by-verse Bible study out of the Gospel of Mark. We are still in Mark chapter 5, and I will pick it up today. Mark 5, verse 21. And I want to say that the next few verses here, beginning in verse 21 all the way till the end of this chapter, which I believe is verse 43. Boy, these are powerful verses. We will learn a lot about the Lord Jesus' power and authority over sicknesses and diseases, his power and authority over death. And there is a lot we will learn about healing and true Bible faith. So before I even continue, I just want to highly recommend you get my testimonial book, because I really explain a lot about the principles we are about to learn in these verses in my testimonial book. This book is simply titled Healed by the Stripes of Jesus, A True Story of God's Unconditional Love and Grace, My Story, My Miracle, How I Overcame Metastasis Colon Cancer. I am working in divine health and healing over 14 years now. So please visit our website today and get my testimonial book, Healed by the Stripes of Jesus. Or if you live overseas, you can get it from Amazon. Get it through us. It comes to us as a love gift donation. The book itself is $25. It's a book that is over 300 pages. It's a Bible teaching handbook on healing, how to receive healing, how to minister healing to others, how to teach about healing. Thousands of copies have been sold. Dozens of people, countless, have received healing just by reading this testimonial book. This book is truly anointed by God. I really recommend you get that, even if you don't have a disease in your body right now. Get it to be prepared in the event that you are attacked with a disease, or get it for a loved one. So here is how you can get this book from us. Visit our website, drruthtanya.org/donate. Again, the book is $25 shipping and handling, so we are asking for a donation of $33 or more if you live in the continental USA. We are also on Cash App. It is the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi. And we are also on Zelle. If you live in the USA, the telephone number there is 909-501-9031. And this book actually has a direct website page. You can go and get the book directly. It's drruthhealingtestimony.com. drruthhealingtestimony.com, and we will attach the links in the description box so you can get this healing handbook. It will be a blessing. So with that, let's get into this. Mark 5, verse 21. So when Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake. Now, remember the Lord Jesus in the previous sessions, we talked about how he was in the Gentile area. So now he had taken a boat and gotten back to the other side. That's what we are learning, okay? So let me just reread that. Verse 21. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Verse 22. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. So a synagogue leader, Jairus was like an administrator. He took care of various services at the synagogue there. Remember, the synagogue is like a church, okay? So this Jairus was obviously a Jew. He probably had heard about the Lord Jesus from others in the synagogue, so he came and fell at the feet of Jesus. Verse 23, he pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." Wow, so this man believed so much in Jesus Christ that he said, just come and lay hands on my daughter, she will live. Friend, do you believe in Jesus Christ as your healer? Mm-hmm. Wow, let us move on. So Jesus went with him. So we see how Jairus came to Jesus and just asked, come and lay hands on my daughter. And Jesus willingly went along. Just like today, Jesus is willing for you to receive that healing. If you're dealing with a disease in your body, have you called upon the Lord Jesus for his healing virtue to touch you today? Have you done so? As a child of God, you have the Lord Jesus living on the inside of you through the power of the Holy Spirit. You could lay hand on yourself and pray for healing to manifest in your body. Wow. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. So at this point in the Lord Jesus' ministry, he was so popular that when he was going to Jairus' house to heal his daughter, people were just following him. The crowd was just pressing along him. Verse 25, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. So this woman had been bleeding for a dozen years. Just think about that, 12 long years. Oh my gosh, as a woman, I can relate. Just through the menstrual period, it can be tiring. Draining all the blood, you're tired, you're fatigued. But this woman had endured this for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet, instead of getting better, she grew worse. Does that sound familiar? Mm-hmm. She had an incurable disease. And before I even continue, let me pause to explain a few things, just to put this in perspective. If you are not aware, during the ministry of the Lord Jesus, the Jews were still living under the Mosaic law, okay? So if you had listened to my teaching right here on Podbean, out of the book of Leviticus, I explained this very well. The Mosaic law, Leviticus chapter 15, specifically verses 25 through 34. A bleeding disorder was considered unclean. If you had a bleeding disorder like this woman had for many, many years, she was considered unclean, which meant this woman had been in isolation for about 12 years. Why? Because the Mosaic law stated clearly out of Leviticus 15, 25 through 34, as I had mentioned, this woman was not to come to any public gathering. Because if anyone touched her, the person who touched her would be considered unclean likewise. And if she was seen in public having this unclean disease, she could be stoned to death. So this woman was truly sick, physically, mentally, spiritually. She was desperate. Okay? So we see how this woman, as we're told in verse 27, when she heard about Jesus, we don't know how she heard about Jesus. Obviously, Jesus was in the area. His fame was spreading fast. This woman heard about Jesus, that Jesus was a miracle healer. This woman was so desperate. So we pick up the story here. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. Let me pause here. Remember I mentioned earlier, Leviticus law, this woman was not supposed to be in the crowd. We see a desperate woman. We see a woman in bold, active faith. We see a woman who heard about Jesus, i.e. she meditated on the absolute truth that Jesus was her healer. We are seeing true Bible faith in operation. She heard about Jesus. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of Christ or hearing by the word of God. So this woman heard about Jesus in the community. She had pondered about it. She had pondered about the truth that if Jesus Christ could heal others, Jesus could heal her too. She had pondered about the fact that she was in isolation. She was sick and tired of being ill. So she took a bold step of faith. She didn't care if she was stoned to death. She didn't care if people recognized her. She didn't care if people called her out. She was so one-minded, single-mindedly focused on just touching the hem of Jesus Christ. Friend, that is true Bible faith. Mm-hmm. Do you have a sickness or a disease in your body today? Are you that single-minded? Are you that focused on Jesus Christ as your healer? Are you meditating on healing scriptures? Do you see yourself healed? This is what we are learning that this woman did. And these are all the details I explained in my testimonial book, which I highly recommend you get. It will really help you. So we move on with this story. This woman had heard about Jesus. She had believed that Jesus was the healer. And then let's look at verse 28. Because she thought, there you go, because she thought, she had meditated on this, like I mentioned earlier. If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. This woman had meditated about the Lord Jesus as her healer. She thought. Thought is a process of thinking. Okay, she had meditated on it. Biblical meditation is just thinking about something over and over and over. So we see that this woman was meditating on the absolute truth that Jesus Christ was her healer. And she believed in her heart that if she just crawl on that crowd and touch just the hem of Jesus' garment, she would receive that healing. Come on, somebody. Wow, this is bold, active faith. She said, if I just touch his cloak, I will be healed. So she verbalized her faith, and then she acted on that faith. Wow. Are you learning something here? We are seeing true Bible faith in operation. So let's see what happened here. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. So we see how this woman meditated on the truth that Jesus was her healer. She took a chance. She crawled and she talked to herself and she spoke out her faith that if I just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be healed. She acted on that. And the moment she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, what happened? Virtue flew from Jesus and that woman received her healing instantly. What is happening here? We see this woman putting James 2:26 in operation. What does that teach? Faith without corresponding action is dead. This woman believed. Three actions of faith, true Bible faith. She believed because she heard about Jesus. She meditated on it, and then she acted on it. Result, friend, if you have been meditating, praying, thinking about the fact that the Lord Jesus is your healer, have you acted on that? What do I mean? Don't sit in bed and act as somebody who is sick. If you are in bed right now, act as somebody who is well, because by the stripes of Jesus, you are already healed. Come on, somebody. You see, you got to act your faith. Okay, so let's move on here to see what is going on here. So much is happening here at the same time. And you know, I've been talking about faith. I really also recommend you get my teaching Bible study book on true Bible faith. It is simply titled Faith to Receive God's Promises, How to Walk in Biblical Faith and Allow the Blessings of God to Chase You. This is a Bible teaching handbook on Bible faith. I discussed laws that govern true Bible faith, such as the law of love, the law of compassion, the law of grace, meaning that when you have a revelation of how much God loves you, your faith will be strengthened. When you have a revelation of the compassion of God, how much God wants to see you receive that healing, your faith will be strengthened. So I really recommend you get this book. Remember, I said earlier, there's so much in these verses. I cannot teach on all of this, but I have books that will help you. These are Bible teaching books. So get my book on faith. It's simply titled Faith to Receive God's Promises, How to Walk in Biblical Faith and Allow the Blessings of God to Chase You. It's a simple, straightforward book. You can read it in about 6 hours. We are asking for a ministry donation of $20. It comes to us as a donation. Visit our website, drruth.com tanyu.org/donate. We are also on Cash App, the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi, or we receive donations through Zelle, and the number there is 909-501-9031. Again, a donation of $20, that includes shipping and handling. We will ship out this book to you today. We also have it available on a USB hard drive, or USB thumb drive rather, if you live in the continental USA. But if you live overseas, you can get this book from Amazon, okay? It will truly help you. So let's go back to our study here. I'm going to just reread verse 29 just to stay in context here. Verse 29, immediately her bleeding stopped. This is after the woman with the issue of blood had touched Jesus by faith. Her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. So we are learning that the moment she stepped out in faith and acted in faith, she received that healing instantly. Verse 30, at once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" This is so powerful. Oh my goodness. Again, I discussed this in my testimonial book, even on that book on faith. There is a principle right here. Let me explain briefly. Jesus Christ was God 100% and man 100%. We know that and we agree, right? And we know the Bible teaches clearly that the Lord Jesus Christ, by his own choice, limited himself as God so he can experience humanity. So he can be a man so we can learn from him. So the Lord Jesus, when this woman touched his cloak, truthfully did not know who touched him. Come on, somebody. Jesus Christ was operating as a man. He did not know who touched him. So what did he do? He started looking around to see who touched him. And when he was looking around, you know what the Lord Jesus was doing? The Lord Jesus was operating in the gift of the Spirit, in the gifts of discernment, to discern who in the crowd touched him. Let me pause. Why was this touch significant? Remember, Jesus Christ was in a crowd. Hundreds of people were just clinging to him. But this particular woman, her touch of Jesus' clothes, virtue, healing power, left the Lord Jesus' body and healed that woman. What is this telling you? This woman's faith was so strong, was so single-minded. She was so determined. She was so focused. She was in true, active Bible faith that in spite of the fact that hundreds of people were around there, when that woman touched Jesus, power left Jesus and healed that woman among the multitudes in the crowd. True Bible faith. Second principle in operation. Jesus Christ did not know who touched him, like I mentioned earlier. Likewise, this whole notion that God chooses those to heal and those not to heal is false. Let me repeat that. We are learning right here. That whole notion that God chooses those to heal and those not to heal is false. We receive by faith because of God's grace. That's what we are seeing here. When we act in true Bible faith, the promises will chase us. God doesn't decide. God honors faith. God honors true Bible faith, regardless of who you are. Jesus Christ did not know this woman. Jesus Christ did not size up this woman. Jesus Christ did not ask, have you fasted for 20 hours? Have you given enough money to the church? Have you done A, B, and C? No. This woman's faith was what enabled the healing virtue of God to flow through Jesus Christ, and that woman received her healing. Come on, somebody. Do you receive this today? Are you listening to me? So if you have been deceived that you have to perform A, B, C to receive from God, that is false. Faith is what enables the power of God to be released in the environment and you receive. It's all about acting in faith, as we are learning from this woman. Friend, have you been acting out your faith? Whatever you're believing God for, have you taken that corresponding action of faith? Because when you do, you will see the result. You can sit there and believe God all you want for healing. You can sit there and believe God all you want for prosperity. If you don't take corresponding action of faith, such as getting out of bed, acting as somebody who is well, you won't see your faith come to completion. Because again, faith without corresponding action is dead. Glory to God. Somebody is being blessed today. Come on, somebody. Get my testimonial book. Get my handbook, Teaching on Faith. And all of this will make sense to you, because I go into details explaining all of this. So there is a lot we are learning here already, as I said. And I really recommend you re-listen to this session multiple times. And this is a principle of God. It would work regardless of what you are believing God for. It's not just for healing. It's for whatever. Okay, so going back here, let me reread here verse 31. You see the people crowding against you. This is the disciple or the disciples telling Jesus, because Jesus Christ asked the question, who touched my clothes? And the disciples are like, you see all the crowd crowding around you? How do we know who touched you? Let's find out how the Lord Jesus responded here. But Jesus, I find this amazing. The Lord Jesus did not even respond to the disciples. Like I said, he just started to look in the crowd, just operating in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the spirit of discernment, looking to see who in the crowd touched him. Verse 32, but Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it, meaning who had touched his clothes. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. Why was this woman trembling with fear? Remember, I mentioned earlier, Leviticus chapter 15, verses 25 through 34. This woman was supposed to be in isolation. If she was found out, she could be stoned to death. So she was afraid that she's been found out. She's been caught. So that's why she was trembling. So she told Jesus the whole truth. Thank God she was honest. Again, we see her faith. She just spoke the truth. Verse 34, he said to her, this is Jesus, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Glory to God. The Lord Jesus honored her faith. Oh, come on. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. When we step out in faith, God is pleased. When we step out in faith, God honors faith. God honors faith. It's not how much we give into his work. It's not how long we pray. It's not how we fast. God honors faith. Wow. And really, what is true Bible faith in a simplistic way? It's simply acting on God's promises that are available to us because of his grace. We have 6,000 to 7,000 promises of God available in his word, waiting for us to receive it by faith and act on that and trust God with the manifestation. Glory to God. Moving on here, verse 35, while Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the crowd. Let me pause here before I even move on to verse 35, something else is happening here. Remember how I mentioned earlier that one of the reasons why this woman with the issue of blood, or if somebody had a bleeding disorder in the Mosaic law, they had to go on isolation, because anyone who touched that person would also become unclean. What happened to the Lord Jesus? This woman touched his cloak. Jesus was not dirty. He did not become unclean. Come on, somebody. We see the power of the Lord Jesus over the Mosaic law, fulfilling the law. So Jesus did not become unclean. So we see Jesus now going to Jairus' daughter's house, okay? Verse 35, just to reread that. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" So apparently the Lord Jesus took some time with the woman with the issue of blood and doing the investigation and honoring her faith. In the meantime, Jairus' daughter died. Boy, that could be heartbreaking, right? Okay, let's see how the Lord Jesus reacted. Verse 36, overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, meaning Jesus told Jairus, "Don't be afraid, just believe." Come on, somebody, don't be afraid, just believe. Wow, what is belief? What was Jesus telling Jairus? Just believe in me, I am the resurrection. Come on, somebody, just believe in me, I give life. Just believe in me, I am God in the flesh. Friend, do you believe in Jesus today? Whatever is causing you to be afraid, the Lord Jesus is saying, don't be afraid, just believe. Believe in what? Believe in my promises. Take those promises, meditate on them, act on them, and trust me. Come on, somebody. Are you being blessed by this? This is powerful stuff here. Verse 37. He did not let anyone, this is the Lord Jesus now, he did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. Here we see the principle of separation in operation. We see how the Lord Jesus, before performing certain miracles, he would select the three, Peter, James, and John. Why? We see the same thing in the Transfiguration, I think Matthew chapter 17. Why? Because he knew the hearts of all the disciples. He knew the hearts of these three disciples. They were closest to him in heart, closest in being one and single-minded. He selected those three. All of the time, he knew their heart. Their heart was closest to his heart, okay? He loved all of them, but their heart was so close to the Lord Jesus' heart. So he entrusted them to see a lot of his miracles. Does he entrust you today? Only you can answer that. Moving on, verse 38. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. Keep this in the Jewish customs. Back then, they had professional mourners. When somebody dies, especially somebody like Jairus, the synagogue leader, a man of respect, they had professional mourners, singers who would come there and do their professional singing and mourning. So when the Lord Jesus got there, the professional mourners were already there. Verse 39, he went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. Isn't this amazing? The Lord Jesus verbalized his faith that the child isn't dead. He's just sleeping, and they laughed at him. Just like today, some people don't even believe that the Lord Jesus is performing miracles. They laugh at miracles. Please, miracles are alive right this moment, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Miracles have not passed away. They are still happening every day, today, in the 21st century. Okay. After he put them all out, the Lord Jesus just put the crowd out. Why? They were full of doubt and unbelief. He just kicked them out. He took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kuma," which means little girl, "I say to you, get up." Immediately, this is verse 42, the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. So the Lord Jesus just performed a miracle. He brought her back to life. He brought this little girl who was dead, brought her back to life in front of the three disciples, Peter, James, and John, and Jairus. You see how the Lord Jesus had to get all the doubt and unbelief out of the environment before he could perform this miracle, friend? Likewise, and I discuss a lot of this in my book, There are times and there are things in your life that you believe in God for. You have to separate yourself from certain friends who cannot believe God for that miracle, who are full of doubt and unbelief. You have to separate yourself from them for a season so you can be single-minded, focused on the Lord. It's called the principle of separation for a season. Come on, are you getting this? I had to do this when I was fighting cancer. I had to separate myself from certain people for a season because they could not believe. I had to separate myself from certain people because they had doubt and unbelief. I separated myself, and once I received that healing today, I am helping them. So don't be afraid of separating yourself from certain people for a season. You surround yourself with people who can help you to believe, not people who are doubting and people who are in disbelief. Once you receive that promise from God, you will have the opportunity and go back and bless those doubting friends. So please, it's so important. Don't allow friends to bring doubt and unbelief into your life. Separate from them for a season, just like we are learning here from Jesus doing this. Okay, so we come to verse 43. The girl is raised from the dead. He, referring to the Lord Jesus, he gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Again, why did the Lord Jesus give orders for our people not to know about this miracle? Again, that's that secret motive. God ordained time for the Lord Jesus to fully reveal his mission had not come. So the Lord Jesus did not want people to follow him for the wrong reasons. So he still needed time to reveal the kingdom of God and to teach his parable. So he was very careful that his disciples or others didn't tell people about his signs and wonders. But guess what? They did anyway. So a time came in the Lord Jesus' ministry that he had to withdraw and did a lot of his teaching or teachings to his disciples only. But we will get to that as we get towards the end of this Gospel of Mark. Okay, so that brings us to the end of chapter 5 here in the Gospel of Mark. So what are the major principles and application we've learned here? A lot. We've learned a lot, and the major one being the Lord Jesus's power and authority over sicknesses and diseases, his power and authority over death. And we learned about the principle of separation. And what is a major take-home application here? I have said a lot. Just to summarize, the Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is still healing today, or people are still receiving healing from the Lord Jesus today. That same power and virtue that left Jesus and healed that woman with the issue of blood is available to you today, if you believe. Mm-hmm. If you believe. So I am just trusting God that whatever you are seeking God for today, be it healing, be it financial prosperity, be it revelation of truth from his word, God is still willing today. So I hope you can open your heart to receive it, and you can know that it is true Bible faith that releases the power and the blessings of God to chase us. And whatever you're believing God for today, you have to act in faith. Corresponding actions are necessary for your faith to be complete, because we know clearly, as I had already discussed, that faith without corresponding action is useless. So God's promises are available to whosoever, but God wants us to trust him and act out in faith and then allow his blessings to chase us. And I've often said this, and I will repeat this, as New Testament or as Christians indwelt by the power of the Holy Spirit and God's promises available to us because of his grace, we don't need to beg God to bless us, because the Bible teaches clearly that all of the promises of God through Christ Jesus are resounding yes and amen. So we just need to learn how to come in agreement with God's word, meditate on his promises, and act in faith and allow the blessings to chase us. So I hope you received today's blessings and this message. And before I wrap up here, I want to remind you to visit our website to get those two books. And again, one of them is my healing testimonial book, Healed by the Stripes of Jesus. You can get that for a ministry donation of $33 if you live in the continental USA. But if you live overseas, you can get it from Amazon. The other book I really recommend is Faith to Receive God's Promises. Again, for a ministry donation of $20 if you live in the USA. But if you live overseas, you can also get this book from Amazon. And please visit our website for your donation so we can send these books or at least one of them to you. The address again is drruthtanyi.org/donate. We are also on Cash App, which is the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi. And we are also on Zelle. Here is the telephone number, 909-501-9031. And I want to thank you in advance for your love gift donations into this ministry. And we will ship out these books to you today. And know that whatever you get from us, come to us as a donation, and we'll put that right back into this podcast ministry to advance God's work. So when you do that, know that you are joining hands with us to advance God's work. Even if you don't think you need one of these books, get it for a loved one, get it for somebody you know, or you can just bless us with a one-time donation as the Lord puts in your heart, as you have been blessed by this teaching today. So I thank you for your donation, and let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We thank you that we are indwelled and sealed by the Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you that all of your blessings are yes and amen. We thank you that healing is still available today. We thank you that you're such a good, good Father. You withhold nothing from us. So, Father God, open our hearts to discern your goodness. Open our hearts to discern your faithfulness. Open our hearts to discern that you want to bless us abundantly, exceedingly. Help us, Holy Spirit. Teach us how to receive the blessings of God, for God is willing. Thank you, God. You're such a good God. And we just know that by faith, you've answered this prayer. And I have prayed in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all those who agree say, amen. God loves you. Please listen to the announcer. He will tell you more about our ministry so you can get involved. God loves you.
As you have been blessed, can you bless us back with a financial donation so we can produce more teachings and bless others in return? This program is solely sponsored by the financial donations from friends and listeners like you. We need your financial support in order to reach more people with Dr. Ruth's simple but profound life-changing messages. To make a one-time donation, visit our website, drruthtanyi.org. That's drruthtanyi.org. Look for the donation button and donate right there. It is a very secure, simple, and easy process. Or, for more of an impact, would you prayerfully consider becoming a Christ-centered monthly partner with us? While on our website, you will find all of the information about becoming a Christ-centered partner. As a monthly partner, your regular prayers and financial support will enable us to produce more Bible teachings in order to reach more people and transform their lives with God's Word. For those of you who prefer regular mail, you can send your donation to us. Here's the address: Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries, P.O. Box 1806, Loma Linda, California, 92354. You can also email us with your questions about becoming a partner. Here's the email address, info@drruthtanyi.org. That's info@drruthtanyi.org. Or You can always call us at 909-383-7978. Dr. Ruth Tanya Ministries is a federal government-approved 501c corporation, which means that all your donations are 100% tax-deductible as allowed by the law. We thank you in advance for your kind donation and prayers. We pray for God's love and presence to anchor your soul today in Christ Jesus. I am Chris Oram. Stay blessed, and goodbye for now.